Adam? Adam? Oh, there you are. Here. I made this for you.
Oh, what is it? Oh,
careful. Well, I've been experimenting with some little red berries that Cain's been growing. I find that if you roast them first, you can make them into this really strong brew when mixed with water.
Eve, what berries did you use?
I think you named it the coffee plant, but I'm not sure. It's really hard to tell what's what since the curse.
Eve, I'm sorry. That's just vile.
Well, I find to get used to it after a while makes me feel kind of perky.
Eve, I gotta get back to the fields. You haven't seen Cain, have you?
No, I haven't.
Oh, he's just going through a phase.
How can you possibly know that when he is the first human being to be raised on this planet?
It's just a hunch, okay?
I don't think it's a phase. I just wish I knew how to do this mother thing right. You know, I keep studying those big lion cubs, trying to figure out if this is normal for him. I don't know what else to go by.
Well, I mean, why don't you ask God to show you?
Because I don't think he likes me anymore. I've told you that. Ever since and I'm not going there.
Well, I've told you that is not true.
Well, that's how I'm feeling, all right?
Yeah, but he never once said that he doesn't like you.
Hello, we're not living in paradise anymore. So based on the circumstances, that's how I'm feeling.
Oh, not this again.
Not what again?
You and your feelings. You do this, if I feel it, it is so thing, a lot these days.
I do not.
What about yesterday?
What about yesterday?
You asked me if that dress made you look fat.
Well, I was looking at my reflection in the pond and it just, I don't know, it looked like I'd gotten bigger.
Bigger than what?
Than I'd looked before.
Well, maybe you're going to have a baby again.
See, you do think I look fat.
I didn't say that. But if you think that you do, then maybe you should... You know what? I don't think I can win here.
It's just, I've been eating a lot of breadfruit lately. You know, I just get stressed and I suddenly have this craving for it. And then when that happens, I feel like I'm getting bigger. And then that makes me feel grouchy. And then I just start eating more and I don't know how to stop. I just don't feel like I looked like I used to. Do you?
I hadn't noticed.
No, you haven't. You used to notice everything about me. But that was...
What?
Before, you know, when we were earlier than we are today.
Do you mean younger? Look, I love you. I will always love you. I'm just tired.
I know.
I mean, working in the fields is exhausting. So when I come back, I don't notice anything. I just want to sit and watch chimps play or hang out with Cain and Abel and do nothing.
Which brings me back to Cain. I don't know, why is Abel so easy and good and Cain, I just worry about him all the time.
Well, worry about what?
Well, simple things like... Who's he gonna marry? Have you thought about that? Like, where is this person coming from?
It's a mystery. God'll figure it out.
Right. And then he's so, I don't know, so headstrong and pushy and self-absorbed.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just not a good mom.
What?
I don't know. For him to turn out like this, maybe there's something wrong with me.
Where are you getting this from?
I don't know, but it makes sense to me. You know what? I thought of another reason why he might be like this.
And what is that?
I don't think he's ever gotten over the fact that he doesn't get to live in Eden.
Well, that's ridiculous. He's never even seen Eden. We're the ones who should be upset.
I am upset. I stay upset.
Well, so do I, but I mean, there's no use hating ourselves for the rest of our lives. I mean, what good does that accomplish?
Do you ever think he'll change his mind?
Who, God?
Yes.
I doubt it. He was very angry.
I'd never seen him like that. I didn't even know he could get angry. Boy, did I blow it.
Eve, we blew it.
Do you know what I miss the most?
What?
Well, it's the oddest thing, but do you remember the call of the peacock?
Yes, I do.
Gosh, that was so pretty. Now they just sound like they're screaming in frustration.
Well, wait. How did their call used to go?
Oh, Adam, you couldn't possibly have forgotten that. Remember it went, la, 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 la. La 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 la.
All of them harmonizing with each other when the sun came up.
I wonder if we'll ever hear a melody like that again.
Well, it'd certainly be a sign of God's mercy to us if we did. You know what I miss?
What?
I miss walking with him in the cool of the evening.
Adam, we've got to get back there. You've got to talk to him. It's been 18 years.
Me? What am I supposed to say? Gee, Lord, I'm sorry that we disobeyed you and we know about sin now, but can we strike some kind of a deal?
Well, maybe he didn't really mean it.
Eve, he meant it.
I hate it here.
Do you?
No, sorry, I don't hate it. I just don't want to stay like this.
Well, I think we have to learn how to make the best of things and learn how to be content.
Well, yes, but how do I do that?
Well, maybe we should ask God to show us how.
Boy, it must be nice to be so spiritual. All right. God, I have no idea why you would even bother listening to me. I have so messed things up. Your eyes would be opened. Yeah, to what? To what I had? To what I lost? Why did I listen to him? It was that voice. That voice was so beautiful. Your eyes will be opened and you will be like... Why didn't I just take my hand away? I could have argued. I just should have said... Oh, God. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. Please, please let me go back. I don't know how to live in this place. Everything frightens me. I just want to remember what it's like not to feel naked all the time. No matter how many clothes I put on, no matter how many supplies we gather, I can't stop feeling naked. And I miss the garden. That garden. And how I knew that you loved me. I knew that you cared. Sometimes I hear that serpent's voice in my head saying that you couldn't possibly love me now. And his voice gets so strong. How do I break free of it?
Anybody home?
Yes, Cain, in here.
Who are you talking to?
God.
He was here?
No.
Then why were you talking to him?
Well, he can still hear us.
If you say so. I brought you something.
Oh, what?
Apples.
Oh, get those away.
Mom, why don't you eat them? They're great this year.
Oh, believe me, I've heard that line before.
Well, why won't you eat them?
Look, I have my reasons. Don't push me.
Fine, don't eat them.
So what have you been doing lately?
Well, Mom, I've been thinking.
About what?
About how to get ahead.
Get ahead of what?
Get ahead of everything. Ahead of winter, ahead of being hungry, ahead of working so hard, ahead of feeling so, vulnerable.
Naked?
What?
Nothing. So how do you propose to do that?
Trade. Barter. Okay, exchange. So think about it. If I can grow enough crops and then figure out a way to preserve them, then I can trade them for things that I need. And if I can get people to work for me, then I can make more crops.
Well, who are you going to trade with and who's going to work for you?
Well, Mother, I imagine you and Father are going to have more children one day, aren't you?
I suppose so.
And one day my brothers and sisters are going to need good food to eat. And I'll be there to sell it to them.
Why wouldn't you just give it to them? I mean, God gave it to us.
Yeah, God gave it to us, then he took it away. I mean, do you know how much sweat and labor I poured into these apples? I'm not ready to just give them away.
Oh, Cain, you can't look at creation like that.
Mother, grow up. The garden is gone. It's nothing personal. It's just good business.
Cain, everything is personal.
Nope, not anymore. Not since the fall.
You worry me.
I've got other ideas, too.
Such as?
Trees. I'm going to turn their wood into houses.
Why would you do that?
Because wood allows for better protection. You do want to be safe, don't you?
Well, yes, but wouldn't you have to kill the trees in order to do that?
No, I'm not going to kill the trees. I'm just going to chop them down.
Cain, you can't do that.
And why not?
Because they're trees. Oh, I remember when they could sing. Oh, they had the most beautiful voices. Even now, if you listen very carefully, you can hear their songs when the wind is in their leaves.
Mother, that is precious. But if God's not going to take care of us, then we need to do it ourselves.
I've never said that. And besides, we have enough.
Well, I want more. I mean, I have a right to feel comfortable, don't I? I have a right to feel safe.
Well, yes, but...
Don't you want me to be safe, Mom?
Well, yes,
and
but...
one day I can sell wood to your children so they can build nice houses for themselves. Don't you want your children to feel safe?
Well, yes,
then
but
it's
you're...
settled. What I'm proposing is a good thing, not a bad thing.
Why can't we all just share?
Mother, that is pre-curse thinking. And I'm not the one who cursed us in the first place. God did. I'm just trying to figure out how the world works now. And let me tell you, this world is going to go to the guy who can make a buck.
What's a buck?
I don't know, but it's got a nice ring to it. Well, anyways, if you don't want any apples, I guess I'll go see if Abel wants to treat any meat for them.
Cain, the way you are thinking. Come on. I have always told you to trust God, to believe he loves you.
Well, do you?
These trees. Like, what if you run out? Like, if you're cutting them down for all my children you're so depending on, what if you cut them all down?
Mother, that is ridiculous. Look, trees as far as the eye can see. How could you ever possibly run out?
I don't know. There was a time I lived in paradise and I thought it would never run out. But I brought an end to it. I would just hate to see you do the same thing with this world.
What are you talking about?
Someday we need to have a long talk about how the fall happened.
Okay, well, bottom line is we need to survive any way we can. I mean, I don't think God can be trusted.
Who is telling you these things? Your father and I have you haven't been talking to a snake, have you?
What? No. Okay, no. I've just been thinking. Again, it's nothing personal. It's just good business.
Well, I guess I need to ask you, in the long run, will it make for a good life?
I don't know. I guess I'll have to go find out for myself.
Well, funny, I said the same thing 18 years ago.
Like mother, like son?
I'm afraid so.
Well, I better be going. Time is money. I don't know where that came from, but I like it.
Cain, I love you. Say hello to your brother for me.
Will do. Try not to worry so much, Mom. I've got it all under control. Love ya.
Then the Lord God said.
The Lord God said.
The Lord God said to the woman,
What is this you have done?
The woman said,
The serpent deceived me and I ate.
So the Lord God said to the serpent,
Because you have done this, cursed are you.
Cursed are you.
Cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals.
You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life.
I will make you and the women hate each other. Your children and her children will be enemies.
Her son will crush your head,
and you will strike his heel.
But know this, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. You shall name him Jesus. He will be great.
He will be the son of the Most High, and the Lord God Jehovah will give him the throne of his father David. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will have no end.
How can this be? I am a virgin.
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Almighty will overshadow you. And for this reason, this child to be born will be called holy.
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 Holy is the Son of God.
And when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman.
For only as a human could he die, and only by dying could he break the power of the devil who had the power of death.
And to free those who were slaves to the fear of death.
Then the great dragon was thrown down. That ancient serpent, the one who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world, was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him.
And the God of peace.
The God of peace.
The God of peace.
Will soon crush Satan under your feet.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.